Hello, and welcome to Pets Tell the Truth. I'm Maureen McCullough of Angel Waves Radio, along with Mary Ellen Angelscribe, who's the author of Expect Miracles and A Christmas Filled with Miracles, and we're filling in today for Dr. Agnes Thomas of Pets Tell the Truth. Agnes couldn't be here tonight, but she'll be back with you taking your calls next Monday. And our special guests tonight are Michelle Davis of Serendipity Stables in York Center, Ohio. She works with healing horses there. Alexandra Makris, who with Michelle created the Magical Healing and Wisdom of Horses workshop. And also with us is Greg James. And Greg is the director and co-writer of Sweet Adeline, the movie, the soon-to-be movie, based on Michelle and Mac's true story. And hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Mary Ellen?
Yes, I can hear you.
Michelle.
And this is Michelle.
And Alexandra.
Alexandra's here also.
We're all here. Okay. Now, Mary Ellen wanted to start off. She's got something special that just came up that we wanted to tell our listeners about. Mary Ellen?
Well, I have a bit of a commercial first, and then I'll end up with the special news. But I just want to say I'm so excited for today's show that I feel like a kid that's just eaten an entire bag of Halloween candy. So anytime I talk fast, just slow me down. And first, I'd like to mention to the listeners, if they're having any trouble hearing the show today, the technicians at bbsradio.com are listening, and they'd appreciate an email. Send it to contact@bloginservice.com. That's contact@bloginservice.com. And if you love the show, please also let them know. It helps them keep the show on the air. And the more the listeners sit quietly listening to us enjoying the show, the more the radio station thinks no one's listening. And today they can't call in. We've got so many fantastic guests, so send them an email at contact@bloginservice and let them know. And I'd love to hear what city or state you're calling from. Gosh, on a Tira show on Thursday, her Straight Talk from the Heart show on BBS Radio here. And Barbara in Paraguay in South America emailed us and let us know she was listening. Gordon in Ontario, Canada heard it. Kathleen in Maine, Phyllis in Seattle, and in St. Louis all wrote to say how much they enjoyed the show. And you can hear a tear this Thursday again at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time as she teaches Metaphysical Straight Talk from the Heart. She's an Edgar Cayce handpicked psychic, so she does little mini readings at the end. So I think the guests will be interested in that. And Maureen will love to hear from you on how the show went. You can actually hear Maureen, her beautiful voice, on KKW Classic Rock in Houston over the regular radio during the day. We're so lucky to have her on BBS Radio now. And her email address is maureen@angelwaves.com. And you can write to me, Mary Ellen, at angelscribe.com if you've got any inspirational news or great suggestions for guests like we've got on today. And usually, Maureen, you have your friend Serenity Namaste Cafe calling in with the website of the week. But because the phone lines are full with our guests today, she can't. So I'd like to personally recommend Dick Kazan's website. It's Kazan, K-A-Z. Or Z, if you're Canadian, K-A-Z-A-N, today.com. Dick's newsletter is the only one I read. It inspires, it uplifts, and it makes us all think. Not only is Dick an inspirational writer, he is an inspiration in his own right, and he changes the world one mind at a time. And several of my Angel Scribe newsletters have featured him. He's a genuine spiritual man. So, and now here's our special note. I would like the listeners to please join Maureen, Agnes, Atira, and me for one of our dear friends that's in need of prayer. Many of you know Mark of Angel Speak. She has traveled the world teaching workshops on how to hear the angels, and she's been recently diagnosed with an illness. It's very serious, and she requires our immediate prayers for her healing journey. So I'd appreciate prayers for Barbara Mark. And if you get so handy, I just happen to have her address, and you can send her a card. When I had cancer, Maureen, it was not my family that made me feel the most loved. It was people like you. You contacted me, other listeners and newsletter readers. They're what pulled me back from the abyss of the fear and the darkness. And your letters of support and love and your notes touched my life, inspired me. It let me know how much love was in the world for me, and it saved me and put me on the fast track to healing. So if you've got a pencil handy or your typewriter, you can send a card to Barbara. Let her know how much she's touched your life if you've read her book, Angel Speak. I want to give you her website, too. Angel Speak with an E, ANGELSPEAKE.com. Barbara Mark, 3775 Boyd Avenue. That's B-O-Y-D Avenue, number 85, San Diego, California, 92111. So, Maureen, would you like to introduce Michelle, her mission, and her magic
sure.
to our listeners today?
And kind of going from a healing story to another healing story, and hopefully Barbara's will be a healing story. But, Michelle, I want to start with your story because when I first heard of it through Greg's Sweet Adeline, the movie, that he sent out the little 10-minute trailer on, it was just, I just thought it was just phenomenal. And it was like, oh, my God, this is incredible. Everyone needs to know about these healing horses. And, Michelle, you yourself, I want you to start, like, telling us your story first. Have you had an illness as a teen and you recovered from that and then somehow you were introduced to the healing horses? So, Michelle, if you'd please share your story with us.
I would love to share my story. This is such an honor to be on this program because over the past 25 years I have had the honor of being in partnership with many highly developed, highly aware, and highly unusual equine beings. And I like to tell people that I had my feet on one path of life. I was in the academic fast track. I had my PhD in order, and I was hoping for a tenure track position. So I was not focused on any of this magic at that time. And I know in the movie it points out that I had leukemia at age 19, but that's a poetic license. I was actually 30 years old when I was stricken with terminal leukemia and told that I was at the end of the line. So I refused to believe that and went out west to die, where I hooked up with a shaman who was 105 years old, and he introduced me to the concept of the healing horse, which I later recognized when I went to buy a horse of my own. When obviously I survived the leukemia, but it was not thanks to the traditional systems. The Native American Indians worked with me with prayer, meditation, herbs, food, and of course the concept of the medicine horse. This concept focused on the fact that certain equine beings are so highly evolved that they enhance people's lives. And after I finished my PhD, well, during my PhD, I was riding on the Purdue Equestrian team. So when I moved to Ohio, I was still coming out from under the effects of the leukemia, and I was taking riding lessons at Sylvan Stables in Powell, Ohio. One day, they said, "Today, you're going to be riding Skunk." Well, I went looking for Skunk down these rows of stalls, and here stood a huge black horse with a white tail. And he was meditating. I could tell by the look in his eye and the way he was breathing that he was meditating. And I even said to someone, "This horse is meditating." Well, to make a long story short, I fell hopelessly in love with this horse. And when he came for sale, I paid $2,500 for him. And then I took to my farm in Union County, Ohio. People started thundering down my driveway and saying things like, "Oh, I ride a horse that looked just like that in riding school 15 years ago, and he was about 15 at the time." And so many people told me this, I started getting really worried and started chasing this horse backwards. Now, if he had been a little brown horse, I couldn't have pulled this off. But he was a big, black, 17-hand horse with a white tail. And I had renamed him McDougal because I don't feel an animal should be named after their tail. But at any time, I found that I had not bought a 17-year-old horse as I thought. He was 30 plus, and most horses never see 20. Well, to make a long story short, as time went on, this horse went on like the Energizer Bunny. And when he was 36, some people in Marysville called and they said they had an autistic child, and could they bring him out to the farm? They wanted him to be around a safe horse, and they knew I had one. And indeed I did. This child was comatose, that is to say, stiff like a board. He never talked with any emotion, never moved his body. So picked him up and laid him down on the horse, and the horse went into that same meditation state that I had seen years before when I paid $2,500 for him. And the child started gurgling and trying to move his fingers, trying to pet the horse. And that was the first time the parents had ever heard him try to make any noise, the first time they had ever seen him try to move in any way. Meanwhile, I was on the horse like a hawk and realized that I had before me a medicine horse. So that's my story, led from leukemia to the horses, to the horses, to the autistic children. And you know, we some put our feet on a path and we think we know that path, but the horses have something else in mind. When I was down and out at one point, I tried to sell this horse. I thought I would keep one of the younger horses and sell him, since he was an old duffer and I didn't have much need for an old horse who was 30 plus years old. But you know, he wouldn't leave me. I sold him three, and each time he got sick, and I had to back and call the vet. And the third time I sold him, his eyes rolled to the back of his head, he spiked a fever, and he fell over flat on his side. And that's when it occurred to me, this horse will never leave. Because animals do focus on truth. And he knew that he had something grand in mind, and that I was his partner, and I didn't dare get rid of him. So that's kind of the start of the whole process. And it just boggles my mind to think that I knew so very little about life, and most of my learning has come of the wonderful four-leggeds who have been around me the past 25 years.
And Michelle, this horse, he lived to be 50 years old, didn't he?
Absolutely. Like I said, he went on like the Energizer Bunny. Now, most horses never see 20, and I paid $2,500 for him when he was 30, and he went on and on.
You got the horse. But more than that, you named him Magical Mac, and
yes,
he really did create magic.
Yes.
On your website, the story of Sweet Adeline, how do you say it?
Sweet Adeline.
Yes, .com.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a movie where you can watch a horse when a child is put onto the horse's back and the horse turns towards the camera and literally sinks into that meditative state, and then you can see the child like take a deep breath as if he's feeling something. And it so reminded me of when people swim with the dolphins.
Yes. Well, you know, the Native American Indians believed that at one point the dolphins were the major healers in the universe. But because of the toxicity of the waters at this time, the dolphins have passed the torch to the horse. And the horse is now the great healer. And of course, the Native American Indians have always believed that certain horses had magical qualities and could enhance people's lifestyle, whether it be emotional, mental, spiritual, or physical.
We have a beautiful quote in your brochure from Lame Deer Seeker of Visions.
Yes.
He says, we had no word for the strange animal we got from white man, the horse.
Yes.
So we called it Sunken Waken, Holy Dog.
Yes.
And that's a new way to actually look at the horses as sacred beings, which is what you seem to have evolved in your studios. You have you give seminars, and you
yes.
have people come out and meet the horses so that the horses can create their healing environment.
The horses, all the horses at the farm are healers at this time. And we encourage people to come experience this. That's the best way to understand it. On the second Sunday, you know, it occurred to me at some point, if these horses are healers, then they don't just deal with children. You know, Mac was focusing on children, and there are phenomenal stories about how he would take these autistic children and just flip them into wellness. And Annette Foglino wrote for Reader's Digest focusing on him and on little Jessica, who was one of the worst cases I had ever seen. And yet when we put her on his back, she stopped in her tracks and started talking. The second time she came to see him, she sat on his back and sang. I mean, it just reduces you to tears to realize that these children can be repaired, rebuilt, enhanced, and they can have a quality life. And the horses know that this can happen, and that's what they do. But they also work with fragile adults.
Phenomenal. You're working with autism, because on CNN this week they had a autismspeaks.org on, and they were saying if a child wants to be a baseball player, they have a chance in 1 in 16,000 expecting the odds of having an autistic child, I think, are 1 out of 166.
Yes, I know. It's terrifying. I'm working with autism 25 years ago before it even had a name. And I worked with it and had to become a specialist because Mac insisted on working with these children. And after the Reader's Digest article came out, we began getting youngsters from all over the world. He had clients from mainland China, from Argentina, from Spain. They came at us from all directions. And I was terror-stricken thinking, how much longer can this old duffer keep going? I mean, he was 46 years old and had formerly been declared the oldest living horse in America. And I'm thinking, what happens to these children when he passes to the higher side?
A disaster teacher, wasn't he?
Oh, my goodness. He was once having a few problems with his knees, and I was praying for him, and I was so worried. And I was sitting in my chair in the house meditating and sending him healing, and I heard a voice say, your horse will be fine. Go check him. So I got up and ran out to the barn. And there behind him was an immense angel. I mean, this angel took up the whole wall, and she was admonishing him, and she said, you have a choice. You can go on for a few more years and create wonderful things here on the earth plane, or I can take you now. Which will it be? And the next morning, I was scared to death to go out to the barn. I thought, what if he chose to go with the angel? Which, of course, isn't a bad thing unless you want your old duffer horse to stay with you, which I did. And there he was, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and I mean, he never complained to me about his knees ever again. He was ready to go, and he moved along for 46. He moved on till he was 50. But he trained the horse in line. I had an animal communicator stop by one day, and she said, you have an old horse who's a healer. I said, yes, I do. Well, he has trained the little white one to start using her, she said. So I had this little Appaloosa mare named Sully's Serendipity, Sari for short, named her and then named the farm. I began putting children on her, and sure enough, she was doing the same thing, going into the deep meditation state, and the children would change before my very eyes.
Have you noticed that the horses love to work, they love to be useful?
Oh, my goodness. You know, my mission, if you want to say, Michelle, what do you believe in? This is what I believe in. We all are on the earth plane to develop our potential to the highest possible degree. And that doesn't mean just two-legged. I mean, the four-leggeds are here for the very same purpose. And being at my farm, we value develop potential and giving everyone a quality life, whether you have four legs or two. So at the farm, when a car pulls driveway, all snap to attention, and then the horse that needs to work with whoever is coming down the driveway gallops for the barn. And they're proud to be allowed to do this work because they are attaining their potential. They are doing what they're here to do. And that is to connect the cosmic forces and all the healing energy with those who are in need so they can develop their potential and go on, be what they're supposed to be, and have a life. It's fabulous to watch them.
And when they gallop towards the barn for the people, have you noticed the horses specialize in autistic children or maybe somebody with cancer or whatever their need may be? That horse has already picked it out?
Absolutely. It's very interesting how that works. I'm so glad you mentioned that because the horses specialize. We have Patches, who loves the little tykes, and we have Sari, who uses all the difficult tasks. She is now 23 years old, and she has been working since she was 6. So this mare has 17 years of doing work, her basket, and there's nothing she will not tackle. And the really tough cases, she comes to the barn. The autistic children, she comes to the barn, and she is adamant and so determined to change these children. And, I mean, I'm going to tell you a story, one of the most fabulous stories about her. We have an open house once a month. Anyone can come on the second Sunday free of charge and interact with the horses with no appointment. One Sunday, we were so tired, the horses were finally finished, and they went out to the pasture. I was headed for the house.
Straight on.
I saw a fairy.
Hello?
And galloping for the barn. And I found this very strange because I knew she was very tired, but then I saw the car coming down the driveway. In comes a mother with an infant whose head, it comes to a point, he looks like one of the cone heads from TV. He's shrieking piteously. She is crying. And the horse came twirling into the barn, walked up to the child, laid her head, this big horse head, up against this infant, and stood for 20 minutes. The mother stopped crying. The baby stopped crying. And then Sari jerked herself out of the meditation state, turned, and went back out to the pasture. And the lady said that this was birth trauma. The doctors had given her no hope that it would go away totally. The child was not able to nurse. He was shrieking. For 5 days he had been shrieking. She didn't know what to do, came to us as a last-ditch effort. She called me 2 days later and said the child's head was totally normal, he was fine. She told every doctor and every midwife and everybody she could find, and I even got calls from medical doctors at that time saying, we think this horse is going to put us out of business. And I said, yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
So this is just one example of the fact that when a horse knows that this is the client they need to deal with for the barn, and I mean they don't lumber, they move out. They get up to the barn because they know they have to go to work and they want to go to work. So this is just worry among hundreds. And it's always the same. And Sari's the best at it. If an autistic child is coming down the driveway, she's up at the barn.
What do you notice about the horses, their posture? Do they prefer the children on them or to look at them? Or what is the horse's preference?
The horses prefer that the children sit on them. And if the children do not sit on them, they're actually disappointed.
You know, could you spell the Sweet Adelaide website for the listeners so they could go there and while they're listening, they could watch the movie and see what you're talking about?
Okay. The website is SweetAdelaideMovie.com. It's just SweetAdelaideMovie.com.
Also, I wrote about you in my last newsletter on angelscribe.com. So if they go in there and they look at the story under current newsletters for Orphan Smile and Horses Heal, they can read about you and find the website, too.
Great.
And, Mary Ellen?
Yes.
Yeah, now that you mentioned the movie, I wanted to bring Greg on for a minute. And, Greg, are you with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I've heard this story more than a few times from Michelle, and I'm just blown away every time I hear it every time. So.
Yeah. And is that what brought you? Now, Greg is making a movie, Sweet Adelaide, the movie. And what brought you to Michelle and the story and the horses? How did that all happen?
Serendipity. No pun intended. That's the name of the stable, Serendipity Stables, that Michelle works out of. But basically, just real quick about my background, I was raised by an artist in Amish country in Berlin, Ohio, in Holmes County, Ohio. So I was raised amongst the Amish and had an interesting childhood and was connected to a horse that I had, Coco. And basically, after I grew up and went to college and moved to California 15 years ago to pursue my career in the entertainment business, I disconnected basically from nature and from horses and any animal completely. And was searching for something in California that, you know, far away from my roots of Amish country. And basically, I came back about a year and a half ago to Columbus picked up a paper, Columbus Dispatch, and I read this story about Michelle and sweet Adeline, one of her healing horses that saved 13 people in the barn during this tornado. And I'll let Michelle tell the story, but basically I was just captivated. I had chills that came down my spine like I've never had before, and I ripped the article out of the paper, and I just said to myself, I gotta meet this lady. And before I got a chance to hunt her down myself, I met this other woman who found out I was a filmmaker, and she was telling me about this story, and she ended up being a masseuse for the horse.
Oh.
And it was just weird how everything just started to tie together unbelievably. And there's just an amazing more, there's a lot more ties that connect me to being the one. I feel like I'm the chosen one, and I didn't choose this, it chose me. And I just, I'm so honored that Michelle has, you know, given me the creative license to tell this amazing true story. And basically right now, you know, I plan on making it an independent film outside of the Hollywood just so we can keep it, you know, closer to the truth and to a beautiful story, and not something that's far-fetched and, you know, deals with anything except the way we want to tell it. So that's where we're at right now.
Well, where are you in actually getting the movie off the ground, and what help do you need?
I'm just really working hard. I'm kind of like a one-man army right now with a few other people. I shouldn't say one man, but I'm really, really in the fundraising stages right now, trying to find, you know, if you will, an angel investor out there to for a few to come forward and help us put this project together so we can spread the word of these amazing horses and this amazing story that happens out in Union Center, that
And Michelle, how many other medicine horses are there that you know of in the country? Is this widespread, or
I don't know. I've heard of one other, but we are so isolated where I live in York Center, Ohio, that I don't always get out to check out what else is going on in the world. So there are a lot of what we call therapy horses out there, and that means that the children who are disabled or frail sit on the horse and take a sort of riding lesson, and that's very good too. But these horses work several steps above what you see as a therapy horse. These horses, it's more interactive. I say the horse does their best work when they're standing still, because it allows them the opportunity to focus on the problem at hand and deal with it. So, like I say, we focus on potential at the farm, and most people, when they come to four-legged, don't see it that way. So they see the four-legged more as something that you use, something that belongs to you. I see them more as partners. We all work together to achieve something beautiful, and so be it. So I don't really know. I haven't really researched it outside of the farm. You see, we were devastated 3 years ago by a tornado, and I didn't get any help from any agency, and even my insurance blew me off. So,
you know what? We should save the tornado story till after the commercials, which will be coming up shortly.
Okay, great.
Yeah, well,
so what we do there is pretty much isolated, and I really don't know what else is going on in terms of this same kind of concept.
Well, I guess what I was thinking was that once the movie comes out and people are made aware of this, that I guess your horses could train other horses so that more people and children could benefit.
That has been something that has been mentioned to me.
It'd be like the 100 monkey syndrome.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I say that the horses are either healers or they're horses. So when you bring a new horse onto a farm, oftentimes they just behave like horses, you know, and they say, who's that, so forth and on. But one of my dreams is to have a separate barn by the land next door, and have a separate barn where people can bring in their horses. We can teach the people how to focus on their higher awareness within that four-legged, and then as my horses get accustomed to them, have my horses train them. So that is a goal that I've had in mind for a long, long time.
Oh, were you going to be breaking for a commercial now, Maureen?
Yes, we're going to take a short break now, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Michelle of Serenity Stables and Greg James, the movie producer and writer, and we want to hear about the tornado story when we come back too. And we'll be back in just a minute with more on Pets Tell the Truth on BBS Radio.
Angel Mystic Atira was born with an amazing gift. Atira has seen and talked with angels and her spirit guide for as long as she can remember. And now she connects you with spirit as the angels answer your questions on past lives, passed over loved ones, dreams, relatives, space, and spiritual experiences. Atira is an Edgar Cayce Foundation handpicked psychic and is featured in The Days of Wonder by G.W. Hardin. Atira's cool, uplifting, worldwide readings are just $100 for 45 minutes, which includes an audio tape. Email angelreadings@angelscribe.com. That's angelreadings@angelscribe.com for an appointment, or go to Atira's website at angelscribe.com. For metaphysical, straight talk from the heart, Atira, Angel Mystic. Our natural animals creates respect and a desire to know our animal companions on a deeper level. Through telepathic communication, we can listen to what our animal friends are saying, appreciate the way they view humans and the world, their purpose, sense of humor, and spiritual insights. Celebrate your relationship with animal companions with Dr. Agnes Thomas, author of Pets Tell the Truth. Agnes will telepathically talk with your pets, whether they're living or in spirit form. They will give you vital information for their happiness and wellness. Consultations are just $35 for 20 minutes or $50 for 30 minutes. Email Agnes at agnes@petstellthetruth.com or visit her website, petstellthetruth.com. Find your pets are thinking with pet communicator Dr. Agnes Thomas. Have you ever wondered about miracles? Would you have your spirit uplifted by inspiring stories of the miraculous in everyday life? Expect Miracles does just that. Author Marangel Scribe shares a wonderful compilation of 70 gentle-hearted, true miracle stories sent to her by readers of her Miracles and Good newsletter. A business filled with miracles is also the result of people sharing miracles that have found their way into their lives. These inspirational and touching books are available now at angelscribe.com for just $15 plus shipping and will be personally autographed by Mary Ellen Angel Scribe. Expect miracles, and a Christmas filled with miracles make wonderful gifts and will open your eyes to the possibility that miracles do happen. Expect miracles at angelscribe.com.
Hey. Well, welcome back to Pets Tell the Truth. And in fact, we are back. This is Maureen McCullough of Angel Waves Radio, and Mary Ellen Angel Scribe, author of Expect Miracles and A Christmas Filled with Miracles, is here. And we're filling in for Agnes, who is away this evening. She'll be back with you next Monday night for Pets Tell the Truth. And we're talking with Michelle Davis of Serendipity Stables, the Stables of Healing Horses in York Center, Ohio. And welcome back, Michelle.
Thank you.
And we were going to talk about the tornado, the miracle tornado story with the horses. Could you tell us that story, please?
Sure. About years ago, the farm was hit by a level 3 tornado and destroyed everything. There was nothing left but piles of rubble. Interest enough, as I mentioned earlier, we have a monthly open house the second Sunday of each month where people can come and interact with the horses. They don't need an appointment. They just come between noon and 4. So there were 13 people in the barn. It happened open house Sunday. I was not there. Alexander and I were out promoting our book, Magical Mac, The True Story of a Healing Horse, and promoting the farm. So we drove back into this. But at any rate, when the tornado hit, all the horses fled except Sweet Adeline, the subject of the movie that Greg just mentioned. She stayed in the barn and pushed the people up against a wall that did not readily go. So here's the barn leaving by chunks, and this horse refused to leave. She kept the people from running out into the debris where they most certainly would have been injured or killed. She, however, suffered puncture wounds that were so huge, I was able to put my entire fist up inside of her. Well, at any rate, she became known as a hero because of this, and she was already a therapy horse, although she was only 2 years old at the time. So we had to move the remaining horses to another barn, and it took 1 year for them to overcome their wounds and all the trauma. And moved back home, we hadn't had any help to speak of, but the Mennonites and the Quakers banded together and put together a small house for us and put together a shell of a barn so that we were able to bring the horses home after a year. They were no sooner home when a huge storm blew up and everyone, the other horses, thought it was a tornado. Everyone panicked. Adeline slammed against the side of her stall trying to get away from what she thought was a tornado. And I find this interesting that when there were no people to protect, she became a horse and was fearful. When there were people to protect, she acted above and beyond horseness and protected the people.
And but wasn't that the only part of the barn that survived is where she was?
One wall was left standing.
And whoever was the worker in the barn at the time said they would have rallied all the people to the back of the barn to a different section where the horses were killed and the barn disappeared, but where Sweet Adelaide was. No one was, were they anyone injured? No one was killed?
No.
And you lost some horses in the tornado, correct?
Yes. There were three of our more experienced healers passed to the higher side during the tornado. And we had 10. We ended up with 7. And Jewel, who is still with us as a healer, was under the barn when it came down. It drove her underground. And she lost part of her face. Her legs were shredded. Her eyes were swollen shut. And we didn't think she would make it, but we looked to the neighbors, and all the retired gentlemen in the area took turns sitting with her day and night, and she pulled through. So it were tough times, yes. And then when they, after they got home, Sweet Adeline, during that storm that I mentioned, shattered her leg, shattered her right back leg. And we didn't know this, so we hauled her to Ohio State. She may have a couple bone chips or a broken leg or whatever. The veterinarian x-rayed her and found she had no leg, so he recommended euthanasia. But the outcry was so great because of her standing as a hero and as a therapy horse and as a healer that a veterinarian stepped up and said, I would like to repair her. And he rebuilt her leg, and she's the only horse in the history of the world to ever have a leg rebuilt. Now, I didn't have the money for this, $10,000. And the article that Greg mentioned, Mike Harden wrote an article for the Columbus Dispatch, and people started sending in money, $5, $10, $20. And after all was said and done, there was more than enough money in her account at OSU for the surgery, and I didn't have to worry about it. The public paid for Sweet Adeline's surgery. And we were told she wouldn't live through the surgery, but as a miracle horse, she lived through the surgery, and she got up on her own following the surgery, and she's now home. And well, she'd never be able to handle more than a minute and a half of exercise a day, but just Sunday she was out for 3 hours behind the barn eating grass. So she's back to work. We monitor her very closely, but she is indeed a miracle horse. Years ago when I went to buy some younger horses, because my older healers were passing to the higher side, I looked for Sari's relatives because she is so fabulous at what she does. I found Boulder's sisters in Newark, Ohio. Now, Sari is white with 3 different colored spots. All of her relatives are white with colored spots. They're called tricolored leopard Appaloosas. When I walked out into this field of white horses to look at all these horses and hopefully choose a couple, up walked a brown horse. Sweet Adeline is brown. There's no way she can be brown. But she decided to be brown this time. And she walked up to me, this little tyke, 6 months old, and raised her right front hoof and wanted to shake hands with me and wouldn't put it down until I did. So she chose me. I named her on the spot, paid $300 for her, and bounced to York Center. So this has been unusual every step of the way. And the American Indians say that in every group of white healers, there's one brown, and that's the unusual one. And that's a very tame word for her. I mean, she has beat all the odds. Every time the doctor said she will never be able to do this or that or the other, she turns right around and does it. So she has inspired so many people because she's our resident disability horses. And when children come who are feeling down and out about themselves, she's the greatest role model ever because she had terrible things happen to her and has risen above it. So she is a fabulous teacher, a fabulous role model, and unusual in every way. I just incredible respect for her.
Has she produced any offspring?
No. And that will never happen simply because that one frail leg, you know, it takes all she can do to balance herself and to, you know, endure a pregnancy, and gain 4 or 5 pounds would be deadly for her. So we just will bypass that.
I live out on the coast, and does a horse really gain 400 to 500 pounds with a pregnancy?
Oh, my. Yes.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michelle, not like a 9-pound baby.
Michelle and Greg, I want to make sure that we let our listeners know how they can help, because I've heard you are in desperate need of help now just to keep the stables open and continue the healing work.
Yes. We're pre-institute. We simply received money that was promised us, came through. FEMA told us that we didn't deserve any help because we were middle class. People gave thousands of dollars to the Red Cross for us, but we got a $50 certificate to buy clothing. So we could really use volunteers to help us clean up the rest of the tornado debris. Anybody that's willing to dedicate a weekend. We still have a lot of debris. We're only using about half of the farm at this time because of the debris. 501c3 organization, so anyone who donates can take this off their taxes. We are desperately poor, but we believe that we need to keep this work alive, and we keep working and believing that we have enough value that the universe will reward us and help us pull things together. We also give animal communication workshops that people can participate in and help us out there. We have even weekend retreats coming up May, June, July, August, and September. You can also adopt a horse, give us any size donation, and name the horse that you're adopting, and then we get in touch and let you know what that horse has done that month. But the biggest thing people can do is get the word out that we do have this work going on, get the frail children to us. We work on a donation basis, so, you know, we don't shut anybody out.
Michelle, would you like to give your phone number and your website?
Yes. My phone number is 937-358-2190.
Can you repeat that, Michelle?
And the website can be...
Michelle, can you repeat your phone number for those who just grabbed a pencil?
Yes, the phone number is 937-358-2190.
And your website is?
MagicalMac.com.
M-A-C. Mac.
MagicalMac.com. And they can also go to Sweet Adeline, the movie, and then there's links there to
yes.
you and Alexandra and, of course, Greg, if they want to help with the movie.
Yes.
And if you don't mind if I say that
go ahead.
Helping with the movie isn't what the help Michelle needs. It's more, this is more of an investment for what we're doing, and this is something where the movie's more of an investment where Michelle, it's, you know, obviously more helping her in the farm and the horses and everything. So.
That's immediate need.
Yeah.
And does Stephen of the Spiritual Cinema?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, somebody email
Stephen
me and I'll
Simon.
Give you his information.
Yeah. Spiritual Cinema, Stephen Simon. He's the one who produced
yeah.
Somewhere in Time. He's
right.
into producing spiritual movies now, so we'll have to get a hold of Stephen.
Any ideas
yeah.
anybody else has, they can email you. What's your email address?
I don't have one because we don't have a computer. But they can reach Alexandra and get to me through her.
And she's the co-author of Magical Mac.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm.
She also is the co-presenter for the animal communication workshops at the farm.
And what email address would you prefer that the listeners talk through?
Email?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the email that I have.
Alexandra's email?
Yeah. It's alexandra_sign, makris, makris, at adidam.org. And please put in the subject title, Serendipity or Healing Horses or something that I will recognize.
And if anybody didn't get that, you can just email me at maryellen@angelscribe.com, and I'll forward the emails to you.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Yeah. Well, any other miracle stories that come to mind now, Michelle, that you want to share before our time is up here?
Cannot stress enough that the Leggetts are on the earth plane to enhance life, and that if we push them out of the earth, we will ourselves. And Alexandra and I work with animal communication workshops to try to get this across. Allowing people to have sessions with our horses teaches people that there's more than meets the eye. And just in all, I wish to enhance people's lives and lift their awareness so that we have more positive license so that we all achieve our potential and we all each other move along towards those that matter. And that's what Serendipity Stables. And you are all welcome. Come visit soon, all of you.
Can I just add something real quick?
Yes,
and
sure.
It's not about the movies. It's about these two wonderful women, Alexandra and Michelle. I came into this and, I read the story, read the article, and I wanted to meet them. And as soon as I met Michelle, I felt like I've met her in a past life where I've known her, and she's always been in my life somehow, some way. And I just can't tell you, I've just never felt more amazing energy being around someone than her and Alexandra. And I just, whenever I can get out to the farm, I get out there just to keep my own, give myself my, healing for myself to get through this. And it's just been an amazing experience being around these women. And if anybody out there ever gets a chance to come to Ohio and go out to the farm, I strongly, strongly urge you to take the trip. It's worth it. It's in the middle of nowhere, but it's well worth it.
What is the closest city?
The closest town to me, I live right in the between Belle Fountain and Marysville. And Columbus is about 45 minutes away.
Oh, thank you.
And I don't know if I mentioned that at some point I started hearing the horses talk, and oftentimes they give me vital information about the clients who are interacting with them. So that's another level, which is why, Alexandra and I have set up animal communication workshops, seminars, and retreats.
Well, you had a story about an autistic child that was totally closed down, and the horse whispered to you
Yes. What
was happening to the child?
Yes. This, he was 7 or 8 years old. He was sitting on Sari. He said he had been diagnosed as autistic. He had never spoken. Sari turned to me, and she said, "This child is not autistic. His biological father is abusing him, and he has shut down." So here stood the mother with a spanky new husband, and I have this information.
Oh, no, was this husband or the...
No, it was...
Oh, the first one.
The first one. Mm-hmm. She had divorced him. So she had this brand new husband with her. So I said to her, "We need to go off in a corner here. I have some information from the horse." Unbeknownst to us, the little boy followed us. As I was telling the mother this information, the little boy piped up, and the first time he ever talked, he said, "That's right. I hate my father, and I never want to see him again."
Oh, gosh. Now, the horses do long-distance healing, too, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And we have Molly, who's very, very good at that. There was a mother stopped in from Idaho a couple years ago, late at night. And like we've already said, the other horses were out in the pasture, but Molly was standing there waiting for us. And the lady got this picture. Molly went into a deep meditation, and then Molly gave me a little bit of information about the young boy, but I didn't know a whole lot. When the mother got back to Idaho a few days later, her husband said that their son, who had rheumatoid arthritis, had locked up, and he was rushing him to the chiropractor to try to get a treatment. On the way there, must have been when Molly was working on him, because his joints unlocked, his fever went down, he was totally fine. By the time they got to the chiropractor said, "This boy has had a magical healing. He's fine. Take him home." And Molly took care of the situation long distance by looking at a picture. And she will look at the picture, then go into meditation.
And then when you hear her, do you hear her in your heart? Do you hear her in your mind? Does she draw you a picture in your mind?
Each horse has their very own way of talking to. With Molly, I see pictures in my mind. With Mystique, I hear words. With Sari, Sari is blind now because of the tornado, because a picture up and through her three fields over, and she survived, but she's blind. So she's totally telepathic now, and I hear her through my head. I mean, whatever she's imparting to me comes to me through my third eye, and I can't explain it very easily, but I just know what she wants me to say. So each horse is a little different in how they present their information, and I have just had to get used to all of their types of communication.
Mm-hmm. So you've been going along with the horses.
Yes.
Now, you work outside of the farm to support the farm, don't you? And most people who know anything about farms, they know it's, 5 a.m. to a midnight job. And here, you go out of the home to work also?
Well, during the tornado, I was working as a learning specialist in a natural clinic in Columbus. But the tornado, I was so exhausted from trying to live with nothing. And the doctor I was working for told me I was not doing a good job and fired me. So I am an older girl with lots of advanced degrees, and I could not find a job. So at this time, I clean houses, and I'm trying to hold things together, cleaning houses. So I get up at 3 a.m. My daughter helps me take care of the horses. Then I go to work cleaning houses. Then I get home, and I feed the horses again, take care of them. Crash in bed about 9 p.m., leap up at 3, and do it over and over. So I'm pretty wrung out. I've had 3 years of this, and it's wearing me down. So my goal is to accept abundance and be at the farm developing those things that really matter. I mean, I know I clean houses for a living, but I value a clean barn. I would rather be in the barn.
Well, I think that part of you...
Yeah, we have to get going, Mary Ellen.
Okay.
Michelle, I really hope that being on the show will help feed you to what your calling is and the help that you need. And we want to thank you so much for being with us. And we also want to thank Agnes Thomas of Pets Tell the Truth for giving Mary Ellen and I the chance to share our wonderful guests with our listeners today. Mary Ellen can be reached once again at angelscribe.com, and you can go to Sweet Adeline, the movie, and there are links there to Michelle and Alexandra and Greg. And thanks for everyone for listening. And thank you, Michelle and Alexandra and Greg, for all that you do. And thank you, Mary Ellen. Please let the folks at BBS Radio know if you enjoyed the show. Contact them at contact@bloginservice.com. Agnes will be back next Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific time on the BBS Radio. Thanks to Donald and Doug and Nevin for making it all possible. Stay tuned for Sue Storm next on the BBS Radio. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Goodbye. You're welcome.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey. You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.